Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world on this Labor Day weekend. Big show this week. My first guest is actor Ray Liotta. Then we're going to pay tribute to the great actor Ed Asner that we lost last week. We're going to be playing one of the last interviews that we did with Ed. Joe Moniacci will be here from a new show called What History Forgot. From FEMA, meteorologist Cheryl Nelson. We had Ray Charles Jr. on the show a couple of years back. He's going to join us again talking about his book about his famous father. Actress Mariel Hemingway will be joining us on the program. And Mike Berry and Vicki Lambert from USAA. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause momentarily when we come back. My first guest this first hour is a great actor, Ray Liotta.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's VITRAZZA.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
We're back nationwide and all around the USA and around the world with Ron Segi Today. Our next guest is really one prolific actor, and it's nice to have a paisan who's made it so well in this business. He is one giant talent. Joining us right now is Ray Liotta. Ray, welcome back to the show. It's been a long time.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. We were talking before we went on the air about how many times that you've come down here at Christmas time with your daughter to visit all the parks down here in Orlando.
Yep. And we would do, probably day after Christmas usually, we'd either get there the 26th or the 27th, which has to be one of the busiest times that Disney World is. It's just packed with people.
Yes.
But luckily, we get a little perks because if you stand in line, you can sign one picture or sign one autograph, then it's 100. So they kind of sneak you around, and we just loved it. My daughter loved it. She grew every year since she was 3 years old.
Wow!
So just imagine five, six, seven, 8 year old kid doing whatever she wants in Disney World. I loved it down there.
But, you know, here's the thing that's even better than that. The memory she has of being with her father at the park, that has got to be worth its weight in gold, you know, Ray?
Well, I'll probably find that out maybe when she's 25. Right now she's 19 and she could give a...
I know what you're saying. They get a little jaded after a while. It takes them a little while to grasp the whole concept.
Exactly.
No doubt.
Exactly. I'm with you, Ron. One day she'll see it.
Yeah, one day. I hope you'll live to see it. But unfortunately, I lost... I lost my father when I was 19, and I never got a chance to tell him how smart he really was and what a dope I was, you know?
Yeah.
I love the show Shades of Blue, where you played Officer Wozniak. Because in my home in Pennsylvania, there was a police chief by the name of Wozniak. So I don't know if it was taken from the books of history or not, but what a great performance you do. I mean, you are, as I mentioned in the introduction, one hell of an actor. You really are.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. That's nice to hear.
You know, your first jaunt out, a Golden Globe nomination for Something Wild, then, of course, The Field of Dreams, and your memorable role in Goodfellas and Copland, Hannibal, and you did some producing and starring in Narc and The Place Beyond the Pines, Shades of Blue. Must have been tough going to work every day with Jennifer Lopez.
It's rough on the eyes.
I know. You played Sinatra, did you not, in the Rat Pack?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I was scared. I was offered it, the miniseries, by his daughters, and I just didn't want to do it. I just was felt, I just didn't see it. And then they wanted me for the HBO for Rat Pack, and I turned it down, and then I turned it down, and then finally I just had a little talk with myself saying, why am I turning this down? And I realized I was turning it down because for fear of what people would say. He doesn't look like Sinatra. He doesn't sound like Sinatra. I was hearing the voices of the critics. And as you know, in our business, everybody's a critic.
Right.
And then I said, that's a stupid reason not to do it, because it's a great challenge. And, you know, singing and dancing. And I started out, I mean, you're in Florida. I went to college at the University of Miami.
Oh, wow.
And the first year, all I did were musicals. And so I felt comfortable singing and dancing, and Sinatra definitely wasn't a hooper. So I just said, I just wanted to get over that fear of what people would say. And once I got rid of that, I said, yeah, I'll do it. And then I just obsessed on everything Sinatra. So all his movies, there are too many books to read. We had to stick to the general things of how he helped Kennedy, and then Kennedy didn't want any part of him after he won the election, and yet they use him and his influences. So really glad I did it. And I was at a low point in my career, and that kind of brought things back again. Very odd business.
It is a very odd business, and you had to be complimented that the family wanted to do it. But on the other hand, it was probably very fearful because they would be most critical of your performance because it's their father.
Yeah, but they well, quick story, since so one day we're shooting something like in a Copacabana, and I'm there with Judith Exner.
Yeah,
I'm doing the scene, and all of a sudden the director comes over to me with this really like scared face, and he said, "Ray, somebody dropped something off for you." Like he was saying it in such a fearful way. It turned out it was a horse's head. But they kept it going, like a horse has said, you know what that means, you know, from The Godfather?
Sure,
like,
sure.
I don't know if they like us doing the movie. And then, ha, 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 they realized his daughters sent the horse's head to me, and I turned it over to sign it because they wanted me to sign it. And they had done this to probably 20, 25 other people. So there were all different names of actors that played this horse's head joke on.
That's funny. That's scary and funny, to be honest with you. You know, Ray, you have a unique talent, though. A lot of times when people...
So do you. You got a great voice for radio.
Well, thank you very much.
I
appreciate it. Coming from you, that's an enormous compliment. But, you know, you have a unique talent. You can play a cop, as you did in Shades of Blue, and then you can play a gangster or a thug like you did in Goodfellas, and both being believable. That takes an enormous amount of versatility.
Well, thanks. You must have seen me in the Muppet movie, where I sang and danced.
I did see that. I did see that. But you see, that's what I mean, the versatility. It's the full package. And a lot of people can't do that. A lot of people, once they get pigeonholed into one role, man, they're there.
I know, but you really got to work hard and be committed to your career to make sure that people see that side.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that I still have the same fire in my belly from when I started at the University of Miami. That's where I first wanted to be an actor.
When you were doing the Sinatra role, did you ever have ambitions of going out and just being a singer?
No, 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 no. Although I did musicals.
That's what I mean.
When I was younger, I took guitar lessons. And then in like fifth or sixth grade, I was in the chorus. And the teacher came and told my mother that said that I had a really, you know, gifted voice. You know, he could maybe be a singer if you get him lessons. But I was more of a character singer. Like when we did West Side Story, I played Riff. I wasn't Tony. If you know the show,
yeah, I know the show.
You know, it's much gruffer being, I could get away with it. My singing, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Going back to your old series there a couple of years back, you had a kind of a weird experience, and you handled it with vengeance, which personally I can relate to. You know, like a typical Italian. I forget what the argument was about, but the grudge is still there, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, totally, no question. I'm so bad with it. That one year, and it just shows how, like, girls can be really rough on other girls. And one year, my daughter was, like, picked on, or they gave the silent treatment. And I still remember the girls that did this to my daughter. And if there was a monkey drowning in the ocean and one of these girls, I'd save the monkey.
Yeah.
My best friend once did something to me that I still hold. I still let him know.
You know, it's amazing. I got to tell you something. You and I are alike. I had something happen to me as a senior in high school. It was a buddy of mine that I was baptized next to. That's how close we were. We're like brothers. I haven't talked to him since, and that was 50 years ago.
What happened? What did he do?
Stole my girlfriend.
Take some of the holy water?
No, he stole my girlfriend.
Wow. You went light on him.
I know I went light on him big time, big time. If it wasn't for me, he'd be in jail right now. He's in radio, but, you know, yeah, you're right. I think you should be interviewing me, Ray. I got a lot of problems here I got to discuss with you. Well, you know, Ray,
Ron,
you are a great guest. I wish you'd come back more often. We'd love to have you here, and congratulations on the success. And would you take me up on my offer, Ray?
Go down and visit you when I go down there?
Come down and visit, or be back on the show, or whatever you want to do. Let's break some bread and have some pasta vajol.
Word up, homie.
Okay, that sounds like a winner. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray. I appreciate it. You have a nice day, okay?
Hey, you too.
Okay, bye-bye. Ray Liotta has been our guest. What a talented individual. I really mean it. And when he plays a tough guy like he did on Goodfellas, and then you talk to him like we just did, you find out that he is really a prolific actor because he's not what you see on the screen. He's really a very nice guy. We're going to pause for a second. Want to remind you our next segment is coming up, and that is a tribute to Ed Asner, who passed away this past week. And we have one of our last interviews that we did with Ed coming up next. Even though he was 91, he just had so much life in him. Boy, I tell you, what a great actor. We're going to pause for a second. We'll be right back with more live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back with Ron Sedgie today. As we mentioned earlier, this past week we lost a Hollywood legend, Ed Asner. He was on our show many times over the years, and I'd like to play a tribute to Ed by re-airing the last interview we did with him. And it brings back a lot of great memories of Ed being on the show.
Joining us right now is actor personified Ed Asner. Yes. Hello, Ed.
Hi, how are you, Ron?
I'm doing good. Ed, it's good to have you back.
Well, I almost got blown away yesterday.
I know. I know. Well, I got to tell you, got to hold on to everything you possibly can, Ed. That's the.
I am. I'm holding on to everything I got right now.
You know, Ed, I love your line that you said to me one time. In fact, I quoted it, just a couple of weeks ago at a cocktail party. I asked you to say, "I hate spunk." And you said to me, "You are a presumptuous young man, aren't you?" And I never forgot that.
It sounds like you've aged since I...
Yeah, well, I am. Boy, you hit that right on the nose. Well, you had to remind me of that.
Well, you got a good radio voice now.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And you read that just the way you faxed it over to you, so I appreciate that. Let's talk about the accomplishments that you have had in your career and then talk about what's happening out on DVD right now, which I'm very excited about because I love this show. 7 Emmys... all for acting for Ed Asner, which is remarkable, really. Now, Ed, you have kind of made a separate career on Christmas movies. You've been involved in a ton of them.
I don't know. I'm just so worried that they may find out I'm Jewish.
Boy, there's a scoop for you.
You won't tell anybody.
No. We won't let anybody know.
Thank you. Because I've been doing pretty well with Santa Claus up to now.
Well, you've done Santa Claus. You've done a lot of things.
But there's nothing to prove that Santa Claus wasn't Jewish.
No, there's nothing. No. I mean, he was in business.
He's got a porky like a Jewish fellow, and I certainly fulfill that image.
And he's got a toy factory, which, you know, goes right along the lines of the characteristics of a good businessman. Jewish people are good businessmen, so I think you pretty much hit it there.
Well, then I guess go tell the world.
Tell the world. Ed Asner's Jewish, but he plays Santa Claus anyway. This show, The Gathering, and it's The Gathering that's up now on DVD, that this is a show that you can watch anytime. This is an emotional show, and I have to be honest, when I watched this show for the first time, I was an emotional cripple. I mean, it really gets to your heartstrings.
Well, as I've said many a time, and I'll say it again, when we first did it, the long-distance lines in the country were clogged. You need a Roto-Rooter to get them open. I ran into a talk show host in St. Louis about a year later, and he said he had seen the show. He had been estranged from his daughter, and they became reunited after seeing the show. So I'd never done a show that had such positive results, immediate results and feedback as this show.
I don't know how many people realize the process that one goes through to make a movie, but when you're watching a movie being made, especially let's say you're doing a scary picture, it really isn't scary because you break for this and you break for that, so it's cut up, and it's really not as scary as you when you see it on the big screen. Although I've talked to people who have done like Death of a Salesman, where they say they get emotionally involved. Did it become a film that was emotional even to direct and act in? I mean, to be on the set?
I'll speak for myself. I felt very close to Maureen when we were doing the intimate scenes together.
Mm-hmm.
Actors, you know, will go so far, but of course they don't want to betray the fact that they've gone all the way.
Mm-hmm.
You keep a bottom lid on it. But I felt that very, very strongly. And in the scene with Larry Pressman, when he tends to sense that I am dying, I felt very emotionally wrought in that scene as well.
Yeah. And the thing about it is that it's ageless. That is probably the true test of a good movie, a good television show.
Yeah.
When it becomes ageless, it was done several years ago. Man, that's a long time, but it wears well. I mean, if you watch that today, it's there. I mean, it's got all the ingredients that would catch an audience of an entire generation, different generation.
Right.
You have the unique ability to switch from drama to comedy and do it in such a fashion where it works. A lot of people can't do that. I mean, Ed, you are believable in comedy. I mean, Lou Grant was everybody's pal. Yet, when you did Roots and you did Rich Man, Poor Man, it's believable, like a combination made in heaven as far as Hollywood is concerned and the film industry.
I would cite to you that Arthur Miller told me that when he was writing in his parents' home in Brooklyn Heights, Death of a Salesman, he would fall off his chair repeatedly over some of the humor he was putting into it. He was laughing at his own jokes, and I guess a lot of people don't realize the potential for humor in Death of a Salesman.
Mm-hmm.
And George C. Scott, when he directed his version, certainly aimed to get the humor in. And every good tragedy should have a good, strong dose of humor in it. Sean O'Casey with his Irish plays always had great laughter in the midst of all of his tragedies.
Mm-hmm.
You should not separate the two that easily.
I think that's a very, very valid point. And, you know, they always said that Shakespeare was funny. I don't know. I guess I just don't get that kind of humor.
Yeah.
But they say he was funny. They tell me that this year's Academy Awards, they're trying to get a category for best vocal acting in an animated film. You're going to be the first recipient of this?
I've never heard that. I'll certainly take that honor and run with it.
Well, okay. Well, let's mark that down. Take the honor and run with it. Ed,
call all the studios now. Call the Academy and be sure that they institute that immediately.
I will get on that right away. Ed, my partner was the late Ed McMahon, and he always spoke so highly of you. He thought you were a terrific guy.
He was a beautiful man. I loved him. He was about as genuine and as undevious and as sweet as anybody could find. And certainly a great counterpart to Johnny,
mm-hmm.
who was a closed off.
Yeah, kind of an introverted kind of guy behind the scenes. Oh. Well, he felt the same way about you, and that was a topic of our conversations on many occasions. It really was.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because I loved him.
Yep, I do too, and I miss him dearly. Okay, so now, The Gathering is available on DVD right now, and you're always welcome back here, Ed Asner. And Ed, if it meets with your approval, it's okay with everybody else.
I'll get you a free meal anytime you need.
Our guest and friend, Ed Asner, on the show today. Thank you, Ed.
You treated us beautifully.
I wouldn't think of doing it any other way. You're the best.
Thank you.
Okay. And it's always a delight having you on the show, Ed, and best of health and good luck to you in the future, okay?
You too, Ron.
Okay, bye-bye. I really like that man. Ed Asner's been our guest. Boy, I tell you, it doesn't get any better when it comes to actors than Ed. He is terrific no matter what he does. And that was the last of many interviews we did with a entertainment icon, Ed Asner, who left us this past week at age 91. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden will travel to New York and New Jersey next week to survey storm damage from the remnants of Hurricane Ida. With power due back for almost all of New Orleans by next week, Mayor LaToya Cantrell is strongly encouraging residents who evacuated because of Hurricane Ida to begin returning home. This as the cleanup continues in Louisiana and Mississippi from Hurricane Ida. Jim Mackingvale, otherwise known as Mattress Mac, owner of Gallery Furniture in Houston, Texas, joins Fox and Friends on Saturday and discusses how he and the people of Texas are helping those affected by Hurricane Ida.
The focus of the effort, however, has been getting supplies, water, non-perishable food, baby supplies, cleaning supplies, all those type of things, generators, especially generators.
USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Across the USA and around the world, our next guest is part of a show that I caught the other night, and I was just mesmerized by it. I mean, I think it is fascinating. It's on the American Heroes channel, and it's called What History Forgot, And it's hosted by a gentleman who has developed a sincere love of history at a very young age. In fact, a former student of his tried to get him into Who's Who among American teachers and did it. Joining us right now is Joe Maniacci. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Nice Italian name there, Joe.
That's absolutely right. Thank you.
What part of Italy is your family from?
So my family emigrated from Calabria.
Calabria.
In the southern, Calabria, the southern part of Italy.
Sure, I'm familiar with that.
There you go.
Well, let's talk about this show. By the way, a six-part series and going to be airing, every Tuesday evening at 10 o'clock Eastern Time only on AHC. This is unbelievable what you've done. I don't know how you've been able to get this information together, but you have done a remarkable job, Joe. How did you come up with the idea, and how did you compile it?
Well, interestingly, it was a former student of mine who had gotten an internship at Atlas Media, which produces the show, and he sent me an email about trying to do a history show, and I said I'd love to host. And the project actually took off from there, and it's been a real exciting ride so far. We've almost wrapped with the six episodes, and hopefully we'll be able to have the opportunity to do more. It's just interesting, been really a lot of fun to tell a lot of these interesting stories that most Americans have never learned about.
Well, and if you don't mind, I'm going to hit on a couple of topics here, okay? We don't want to give away the punchline, if you will. But you're talking about the attack on Pearl Harbor to start World War II with the Japanese. There was a second surprise designed to devastate America's mainland that never occurred.
These Japanese balloon bombs, it's like a footnote to World War II. It's a story that, the American press actually was censored from reporting on, because the United States government did a really good job of trying to convince Japanese that it wasn't working. But the Japanese did, in fact, try to attack America's mainland using balloons that were going to carry bombs across the Pacific using the jet stream. And thankfully, there was very, very few casualties. And it's just one of these stories in World War II that, in the larger picture of the war, just gets written out of the textbooks. But, it's a kind of story that's fascinating to historians, but even, people that just, like American history, to learn about something that, is not really something that's focused on in schools.
I love American history. Now, in 1969, during that summer, the United States, of course, walked on the moon. Our astronauts were the first to be there, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin. But you say the Soviets were there, too.
There was a Soviet probe, which was being sent by the Soviets to try to collect a soil sample. It actually crashes on the moon at the same time, about 500 miles away from where the American astronauts had landed. And again, of course, the focus is on the Americans and the great triumph in that we won the space race and beat the Soviets to the moon. And then this kind of story gets kind of lost in the press, or lost in the shuffle, so to speak. And it's an interesting story that most people, again, had never heard of. That was a really interesting piece that we did for that particular episode.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to that. I think I heard this one before, where the United States tried to weaponize the weather to beat the Viet Cong. Didn't they blow off some bombs or something to try to influence rain or something of that? That's, for some reason, sticks in my mind. I may be off base.
Yeah, I mean, some of these stories are out there. Sometimes you either read about them in the press, but again, they're just, lesser known stories, what history forgot. But that particular attempt to weaponize the weather, was an attempt at something called cloud seeding, which was, it couldn't cause rain storms, wouldn't cause the formation of rain clouds, but it could intensify. It was believed by scientists to intensify rainstorms, and the idea was we would wash away the Ho Chi Minh Trail and prevent the flow of arms to the Viet Cong, and to the enemy. And it was attempted by the United States, and it was one kind of secret weapon to try to help win the war.
Now, this is the one that really fascinated me. During the Second World War, the United States military fought the Germans not just with ammunition, guns, everything else, but with magic tricks and inflatable tanks. Now, Joe, you got to explain this one to me, because this is the one that really took me by storm.
Yeah, this was a great story. It was actually one of my favorite from all of the different segments that we worked on. So the army unit becomes known as the Ghost Army, and it was a secret army of artists, and they used deception, trickery, audio effects, soundscapes, basically, to impersonate a much larger military force. And the idea was to confuse the Germans, to using deception, to make them, you know, make the enemy think we had a much bigger force in place than we actually had. And they were used very, very successfully. The Germans at one point said, you know, we thought they were there, and then, you know, like whoosh, like magic, the next morning, you know, they were gone, you know, like ghosts, and hence the name, you know, Ghost Army. And some of the artists and people that were members at UDIT went on to fame as artists, you know, in post-war life. Really, really interesting story, and we saw some great visuals from a lot of the paintings and watercolors that the artists created while they're on the battlefield of World War II. It's just a really great story, and I think it was well worth you know, telling. I think the audience is really going to like that one.
Did they really use inflatable tanks like those blow-up castles that kids use at birthday parties?
Yeah, very, very, very similar. So they actually had they actually blew one up for me. It was a recreation of all the tanks were destroyed. I mean, the was so successful. The unit, and they wanted to be able to do it again in future conflicts. So it was a top secret operation. And in the aftermath of the war, all of the inflatable tanks and artillery, as well as other inflatable weapons, were destroyed. But the creators of a documentary film on the Ghost Army, they actually commissioned to have you know, recreation of this inflatable tank, and actually they blew one up for me, so I got to take a look at,
wow,
you know, what it looked like myself. And from the sky, you know, with camouflage netting and positioned just right, with fake, you know, fake tank tracks behind it, which they made using bulldozers, they really deceived German air pilots into believing, you know, there were tanks where there weren't. You know, it's a great story about the way in which, you know, Americans used, you know, secret weapons to help win the war.
I think one of the ones that is kind of depressing is a cover-up after D-Day rehearsals that left a lot of Allied troops deceased. I mean, I've never heard that before. That has to be something that, if it had gotten out at that time, would have been a scandal of the time, don't you think?
Yeah, it would have been something certainly that would have been, you know, demoralizing. Certainly we wanted to keep everything that was related to the D-Day invasion top secret. But, yeah, a great number of soldiers, you know, paid the ultimate price, the ultimate sacrifice in not storming the beaches of Normandy, you know, on D-Day, but and actually just in preparation. I mean, obviously it was such a monumental invasion that required just tremendous planning and tremendous logistical planning, and they went through a rehearsal, and unfortunately they were attacked by real German boats, and many died, and unfortunately their fate was kept secret in order to keep the D-Day mission, you know, top secret. But the lessons that those soldiers learned that day helped make D-Day the success, you know, the Allied invasion a success. Their contribution was every bit as important,
sure,
you know, as the D-Day invasion itself.
American Heroes Channel has quoted this statement: "There are incredible stories that never make it to the textbooks or classrooms." Why is that? Why are some of these stories never before heard?
Well, you know, it's a lot of oftentimes you have a lot to teach. I mean, I know from experience you have a lot to teach, and unfortunately not a lot of time to teach it. So, you know, it's the nature of teaching history in some instances that, you know, historians have to pick and choose, you know, what it is that they're going to focus on when it comes to trying to create, you know, a narrative. But I always find, I mean, this is what I always find interesting, is when I'm telling these little stories that have been largely forgotten, that's what usually draws students in and gets them really excited about,
sure,
learning about history. You know, it's these kind of stories that are fascinating. And I kind of, you know, been using them successfully to try to generate interest among students in learning American history for a while, you know, and I'm really happy to be bringing these stories to life for, you know, television audiences.
No doubt about it. You're doing a great job. The show is called What History Forgot. It airs Tuesday evenings at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central on the American Heroes Channel, and its host is our guest, Joe Moniacci. And Joe, do me a favor, anytime you want to come back and promote the show and talk about other things and, you know, finish up more episodes than the original six, you let me know. I'm on board with you.
Thanks a lot, Ron. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too, and good luck. What History Forgot. I really dig that show. It is great. And there's more to come on Ron Sedgy Today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
And around the world, it's Ron Seggi today. Well, our next guest couldn't have better timing than to be on our show this week. In lieu of what happened last weekend with Hurricane Ida in Louisiana and so many other states affected, we need a little preparedness information when it comes to these weather disasters. And we have with us, because September is National Preparedness Month, a meteorologist and a FEMA-certified severe weather and disaster preparedness expert, our friend Cheryl Nelson. Hi, Cheryl. Welcome to the show. I am glad you are here on the show here and now.
Hey, Ron. Good to chat with you. Thanks for having me.
Talk so much about being ready for these disasters, and they just seem to be piling up. I have a notation in front of me that says, and this is rather scaring, needless to say, that in 2020, there was 30 named storms, 13 hurricanes with 12 storms making landfall in the United States. And here we are now, last week, this Hurricane Ida that hit. Tell us what to do when it comes to preparing, and then the most serious aspect of it is how do you clean it up in time to make life resume?
Yeah, so many great questions there. And disasters are happening more often than people are realizing, as you said, with those numbers. And that's why people know that when disaster strikes, it's important to know what to do to protect what matters most. I've taught FEMA classes for several years, and the number of weather events, as you mentioned, is increasing. In 2020, there were 22 weather events classified as billion-dollar storms, and that does not even count disasters unrelated to weather, like structure fires, leaky water pipes, explosions, falling trees, and more.
You know, I think it's important to know, too, when we think of a disaster, we kind of think of hurricanes or tornadoes. But you are well-heeled in not only that, but wildfires, earthquakes, thunderstorms, winter storms, and extreme heat. And also, not only focusing on the family, but I see it on the news every night, these little furry friends of ours are in a world of hurt, too.
Oh, my gosh. And that really breaks my heart to think about that, because you're right. There's so many different types of disasters, and people have to look at pets as part of the family. Always have a plan for them. Never leave them behind. Always take them with you to make sure that they are safe and sound, too.
How do you prepare for this? Let's take, for example, what happened last weekend. How, in all the good intentions in the world, do you prepare for something that is so catastrophic?
Scary. And you always have to have that disaster kit with your essentials. Have one in your home and also in your car ready to go if you have to evacuate. Have a family plan. Know what you're going to do. Know where you could go and heed those evacuation orders. Have a list. Write down important phone numbers of your family, friends, power, cable, internet, insurance companies, roofers, and also your local service master, Restore. You want to prepare before the storm. They're the experts in property disaster restoration and recovery. They're available 24/7, 365. So when disaster strikes, you are ready, and you're not scrambling wondering what to do.
Cheryl, in the case of this flooding and everything that took place on the high winds, it's almost incomparable to even think that a human can sustain this type of event. Now, when they tell you to leave the house, it's human nature that people want to stay with their stuff, whether it's their house, their boat, their car, whatever the case may be. Is that smart?
If they're telling you to evacuate, you should evacuate. And I know it's hard to leave. I know. And so know the things that you want to take with you. Think about that before the storm moves in. Say, okay, I want to take A, B, and C along with my family and pets. And if they tell you to get out, get out. The number one thing is going to be your safety. Some property can be replaceable. People, pets, not so much.
You know, I probably fall into this category, shouldn't admit this, but there are so many times when you see on the weather report that a storm is coming, and after a while when it doesn't come, you start to build this attitude where you say, it's not going to happen to me anyway. There are so many people that say, it will never happen to me, and it happened to them. How do you get past that type of mental process?
I would tell these people, okay, if you don't want to prepare for yourself, prepare for someone you love. How would they feel if something happened to you in a disaster? How would you feel if something happened to them and they weren't prepared? It pays to prepare. In fact, the data says the odds of experiencing a disaster are 1 in 20 each year, with an average cost of $14,000. And after a disaster, it can take days, weeks, or longer for services like roof repair, plumbers, electricians, and more. And there are more than 850 Service Master Restore locations nationwide, and they work closely with your insurance providers. In fact, consumers rated them number one among all national providers, and no type of damage is too big or small for them. They're here to help 24/7.
Can they help in the acquisition of repairs, like to the roof or structure?
You want to look elsewhere for that. They're going to do remediation, so things inside the home. So some water damage, some structural damage inside the home, those types of issues, even fire damage you can talk to them about. But always have their number and your insurance company ready.
When it comes to warning people, what is the drop-dead point? I know that FEMA has a heck of a time, as the National Weather Service does, in predicting these things accurately, but they do a great job, probably better than ever before in history. But it's still sometimes a variable situation. It's Mother Nature. You never know what's going to happen. If you're watching television, listening to the radio, and all of a sudden you get to a point where you say, this is the important point, where does that come? Where does the individual say, I got to get out of here?
You want to do that well in advance of things getting bad. And this is the mistake a lot of people make. They'll say, oh, it doesn't look that bad. But then all of a sudden, when tropical storm force winds come in and they're going, uh-oh, this is going to get worse, or they see the storm surge, water's rising, and they're going, this is bad, maybe I should leave now. That's when they get stuck in their cars in floodwaters. That's when trees fall on cars. You want to get out when the local professionals, when they are telling you to get out, not something you wait. You either leave when they tell you, or you ride out the storm, and you be prepared to be on your own for at least 72 hours.
I also know that you're an instructor for the FEMA National Disaster Preparedness Center. Are there different things that happen every year that you learn from the previous year?
Yeah, people are always learning. I mean, meteorology, this is an inexact science, and you learn something after every storm. Look at the hospitals, for example, in New Orleans with Hurricane Ida. I heard on the news the other day that one of them was saying, well, we only have generators and fuel to last for four more days. I mean, there are things like that when the roads are closed, they're flooded, trees are covering things, power lines are down. How are you going to get the fuel in? How are you going to get people out to other hospitals? So there's a lot of coordination that has to go on between different localities, and I think it's all about working together and being on the same playing field and understanding what can we do to help save lives.
Well, I think you're doing a great job. And as we mentioned in the introduction, September is National Preparedness Month, but you got to rehearse it all year long. And Cheryl, where can we go for more information on what we talked about today?
Yes, visit servicemasterrestore.com/prepare to learn more.
Meteorologist and FEMA certified severe weather and disaster preparedness expert, Cheryl Nelson has been our guest. Certainly a very timely appearance on the show with what happened this past week with Hurricane Ida. Cheryl, thank you for joining us, and we look forward to your next visit. I hope everybody takes your advice because it's excellent.
Ron, you're great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Cheryl Nelson has been our guest. And there's more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy Today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea. Failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour, actor Ray Liotta, Joe Moriarty, who has a show on American History Channel called What History Forgot, Cheryl Nelson from FEMA, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Ed Asner, one of the many that we did as a tribute to that great actor who we lost this past week. Next hour, Ray Charles Jr. will be on the show. Actress Mariel Hemingway will be joining us. And Mike Berry and Vicki Lambert from the USAA. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today on this extended Labor Day weekend.